Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. You guys know that feeling when you introduce two friends and then everything all of a sudden gets really, really complicated.
It's really bad.
Statistically speaking, people are starting to regret introducing their close friends because they find out that it backfires on them.
54% of people, to be exact, admit that they regret introducing two friends who end up becoming closer. And I'm not going to lie. I am within that 54% because here's the situation. I feel like I shot myself in the foot by not keeping work life and personal life separate.
That's hard to do with a job like this.
Because I feel like the second I introduced you to my girlfriend, you jumped on her like a lion with a steak.
It's weird that we're still talking about this because you touched
really
on it yesterday
not.
Too. What are you, losing sleep?
Yeah, actually I am. I am because it just, for me, there's no end in sight. And like, not to be dramatic, but you take it way too far all of the time.
How?
It's just like you're constantly texting and like going out on lunch dates and buying lunch for her. And like, you've never bought anything for me.
That's not true. And I've never purchased lunch for her. I only purchase dinners for her sometimes, twice in 1 week.
Which I would argue is more intimate. If I'm being honest.
Here's the thing, and I'll ask you guys this question too. Wouldn't you want your significant other to be friends with your best friends?
No.
You know what I mean?
You calling us best friends is crazy. No, first of all, you're psychotic. Chill. I think it's awkward because our relationship is weird. Our relationship is weird. Like, the three of us, it's really weird because I feel like you're constantly, like, trying to, like, wedge your way in. And I don't like the fact that you two can turn and gang up on me at any given moment.
That's not the case.
And you would always initiate that if you had the chance.
No, that's not the case at all. I actually respect your relationship you guys have. I just happen to be... I mean, here's the thing. I could be totally, like, avoid your relationship altogether. But instead, I embrace it. Like, when you guys are always out together and I'm there, it's not like I'm rude or anything. Like, she's a friend of mine.
I would honestly argue too much. Because we had our one-year anniversary on Saturday. And you put Patrice and I in a group chat, which was nice for sure.
Yeah.
But you write, "Happy one-year anniversary, Queens. What a special year this has been for the three of us. Let's keep growing. Enjoy your special day." Ring emoji, cupcake emoji, champagne emoji. Patrice goes, "Ha ha, thank you, sweetie. We love you." I just didn't respond. So I was like, I'm so good.
That's right. She didn't. You didn't respond at all.
No need.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hello, it's Patrice.
Hi, babe.
No. No, absolutely not.
Patrice, what's
up? You're
literally
the last person I want to hear from, if I'm being honest.
Oh, my God. It's so.
Oh, my God.
Isn't this getting out of hand a little bit of how jelly she's getting of our relationship?
Yeah, it's giving me the ick, Breeze. I don't think jealousy needs to be. I don't think it needs to be here.
But like,
it has no place.
But like, you don't understand what it's like because I'm not. I don't have the level of relationship with your coworkers that you have with mine, and it's like, it's debilitating.
I mean, respectfully, my coworkers are like 55, so I hope not. But
it's just a lot for me.
Yeah. You're really upset over this, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I didn't realize how upset you were. You know, I don't think you have anything to worry about with like with me and Moose. We're just friends. I love you.
Yeah?
Yes.
How much?
Yes, I do. Oh, you know how much.
Do I?
The little. Yes. Babe, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. We all know this. You're the love of my life. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, my God.
And
I feel the same.
You have nothing to worry about. There's no need to be jealous. I feel like you should be happy that Moose and I are friends. We could be enemies.
That is true. That is very true.
But I love you.
Okay, I think we got the message.
Oh.
I forgot
he was there. Moose, I'm so sorry.
No, it's whatever. I don't know. It's weird. I feel like I'm getting a lot of mixed signals. But that's you guys are in love, and I love that for you. And
you're really jealous.
No, I'm not.
Now I feel like I'm in the middle, so.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If you were straight, do you feel like we would? No, like, hypothetically speaking, do you feel like we would be a good match?
I do. I really do, yeah.
Why? Like, what do you like about me?
Is Breezy still in the room?
Yeah, this is fully my show. What do you mean am I still in the room?
Oh,
of course.
Oh, okay. Let's take this off air.
No, tell me really quick, because I want the listeners to hear it, too. Hey, what do you like about me?
She's grasping at straws.
Your good looks, you're charming, definitely your height.
What about it?
Perfect height.
Yeah, it is. It is a good height. Shut up, Breezy. All right. I'm glad you guys are in love.
She's like 5'10".
Yeah. He is taller
than me. We make perfect eye contact together.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes I do, if you're wearing like higher shoes or some, you know, like a nice shoe, sometimes I feel like I am looking up at you just a tad, but yeah. Not enough where it makes me feel insecure.
Perfect.
This texter texting in, this is so relatable. Moose is right around the corner from a 55-year-old, so that makes sense.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The shade.
I'm feeling triggered. I'm going to let you go, Patrice.
Okay. Love you both.
All right.
Love you so much.
Call me later. I'll see.
Yeah, it's really weird. Do you think that our relationship is the closest thing you'll ever get to commitment? Because I know you do have a phobia of that.
No, I don't have a phobia of commitment at all. And I think that's where sometimes the lines get blurred. It's not that I'm afraid of commitment.
It's just that I don't want to be with someone forever.
Right.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Our mayor, Fleeky Maliki, he had a press conference yesterday and he announced the plan to roll out more affordable housing in the city. Because, let's be honest, who can afford it?
Right. Nobody can afford a house today, so they have to put up, you know, they have to put up these homes so Breezy and I can live in there.
If I don't laugh, I'll cry. Mayor Malik Evans announced the release of a request for a proposal to design, manufacture, deliver, and install up to 9 factory-built homes on city-owned vacant lots as a part of a pilot program. So the city is seeking home builders who specialize in different types of manufacturing of houses that can go up. It's a HUD certified manufactured housing. And the goal is to build affordable homes on Wilder, Davis, Lewis, and High Streets. I'm not sure exactly where those are in the city, but I'm sure we can look into it because, let's be honest, the average age of a person buying their first home now is 55 when it used to be 31.
One. Back in 1981, everybody had a house. Right. Everybody had a home. You know,
now
my real estate agent,
a home.
She's still sending me houses to look at. I'm like,
you go give it up, Janine or Ashley.
You know, and I do.
What money?
No, it's, you know, I try to convince myself. I'm like, all right, I'm going to buy a house in 2026. And that's fine. I like where I'm at now. I love my apartment. I love my place. I love my location. I just want an asset. But it's so different now compared to when our parents were buying homes 30, 40, 50 years ago.
What about your ride or die? I'm sure that's an asset, right?
Yeah,
did
sure.
Did you lease that?
Yeah. No, I bought it, but
oh,
I'm like,
that's an asset.
I'm talking about like an asset that can keep me going for the long run,
but you,
for years to come.
You love your ride or die. You could live in the back of that.
Yeah.
If times get tough.
Yeah. You live in the trunk of my car.
Hey, Bruce, can I come over? Sure. Let me clear out the back seat.
Coming up on the show, as a single parent, serious question. How do you get your kids to accept your new significant other? 585-252-9800. We're going to get Krista on the phone with us coming up, who says her kids want nothing to do with her new boyfriend. Anyone else been in this situation before? We'll get her on the phone and talk to her coming up next on the show.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
These will be.
Hey guys, it's Moose from PXY Mornings. Listen up, DQ fans. Summer flavor is in every bite this summer because the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu featuring the new Mixing Bowl Mashup, the Brownie Batter Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough Pieces, and world-famous DQ Soft Serve is back, not to mention the return of the DQ fan-voted favorite, the S'mores Blizzard Treat. I had one last night, and I gotta tell you, chef's kiss. It's going to be 87 for the high today, you guys. It's the perfect weather to get yourself a DQ Blizzard. These summer Blizzard flavors will not last long, so hurry into your locally owned DQ in Henrietta, Greece, and Webster today. Happy, tastes good. How does a single parent get her kids to accept and like her new partner? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you started bringing someone new around your kids that they just absolutely hated for no reason? 585-252-9800. This is, I know this is relatable. We get a lot of single parents that listen to the show. A lot of their kids hate their new boyfriend or girlfriend. Really, and I want to go over to Krista on hold, who wants to share her story. She's at a dead end. Could use a little help this morning on this one. Hi, Krista. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Sounds like you're in a tough spot, yeah?
Yeah, what's going on, Queen?
Yeah, you know, I am. First of all, I listen to you guys in the morning, and I know you talk about all kinds of relatable stuff. But anyway, I have an 11-year-old son, and I have a 14-year-old daughter, and they hate my new boyfriend, or at least they act like they do.
Oof, not good.
How long have you been with the guy?
We have been together for almost a year.
And you started bringing him around your kids?
About 3 months ago.
Okay, so you gave it some time and space.
And you know, he's done nothing wrong. He's respectful, he's kind. He never tries to take their dad's place or like any of that stuff, you know, but they still treat him like crap. And they're old enough, like they understand what's happening. And they also know exactly how to hurt someone.
Right.
And right now that someone is him. I mean, they are
brutal.
They won't say his name. They call him your boyfriend. Like it's a curse word. My son will just leave the room the second he walks in. My daughter looks at him just with disgust. Like he's a creep
on the wall.
Yeah.
That's so tough.
That's
Listen,
really
I get why the kids are probably acting that way, but how uncomfortable for your guy.
Yeah.
What a terrible experience.
What is he saying about that?
Like one night he brought over pizza and he tried to make a joke. And my son said, "Don't try so hard. You're not part of this family." I mean, I just saw his
face took the slice of pepperoni and headed to his room.
He didn't say anything. He just sat there holding the box.
Damn.
And just, you know, for what it's worth, like their dad was not the greatest guy. And I knew I deserved better. I'm not going to go into detail with my kids about all of that. But, like, this guy is wonderful. He keeps showing up. He helps me around the house. He offers to drive them to practice. He's just waiting for them to soften, and they don't.
They just won't do it. I know there's a lot of people who have dealt with this. Eventually, your kids, I'm assuming, if this guy stays around long enough, they're going to have to warm up. But also, I take it the only reason you introduced this guy to your kids is because you plan on keeping him around for quite some time, yeah?
I mean, I certainly hope so. That's my intention, you know? I think they don't understand that letting him be a part of our life doesn't mean their dad goes away. Like, I just need someone to help them understand that. Like, love doesn't just replace love, you know? It expands, and I'm trying to figure out how to make room for him.
Honestly,
for
like,
new.
I think counseling is like a great option for that. I think they need to go to like individual therapy and process this on their own, because clearly it's striking a nerve for sure.
That would be my worst nightmare. Meeting a woman, she has two kids that age, and then they're just so
they're
so mean to me.
They hate you.
I'm like, that would be horrible.
Do you find that it puts a strain on your relationship with him?
You know, it actually doesn't, because he's just so kind and he's kind of unfazed. He's like, you know what? They're teenagers and they're feeling their feelings. He's just very
understanding,
emotionally mature. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he have kids?
He does not have kids, but he is a psychology major. And, you know, he understands how the brain works. And I think he just sees it as like a normal developmental thing that kids in this situation experience sometimes.
Well, clearly what he's doing is not working. So let's switch things up a bit. He needs to come into the house and be like, kids, go to your room. Daddy's home. You know what I mean?
Horrible
like
advice.
Show some. He needs to be the alpha.
Couldn't be worse advice.
I don't know. What are you supposed to do in this situation? 585-252-9800. By the way, Krista, when you see them being disrespectful towards your new boyfriend, what are the repercussions of that?
I haven't really punished them because I haven't wanted them to associate him with like
punishment.
But I mean, we do talk about it, and they clam up. I'm like, so can you tell me what you don't like about him? You know, why, what are you feeling when you walk out of the room? You know, yeah, that kind of thing. And they just like won't address it.
Is your ex-husband or boyfriend or father of your children kind of pissed too? Do you think he's feeding them information?
No, I don't think he cares.
You don't think he cares about this new guy?
No.
Well, you may be wrong. It's I don't know. There's a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can fix a situation like this. Like, of course, there's therapy, but I think it just comes down with timing. Eventually, they're going to warm up to the guy. They have to, especially if you marry him. I know it's only been 3 months, but they're young, too. I would feel triggered if I felt like somebody was trying to replace my dad at that age.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I mean, they are young, and I think it's like they're old enough to be rude, but they're young enough to not really
get it. Yeah. That's a wild place to be. Let's see if any of our listeners have been in this situation. 585-252-9800. You're definitely not the first, and you won't be the last.
How do you get your kids to accept and like your new partner? Krista, why don't you listen into some of the texts and the messages we get and phone calls? Hopefully some of these help, at least maybe to make you feel not so alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But best of luck. I hope things work out with the new guy.
Thank you. Me too.
All right. What's his name, by the way?
His name is Kurt.
The Kids Hate Kurt, a brand new podcast coming to the Odyssey app.
Sorry, Krista. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I don't think she liked that one very much.
No, let's get to some text really quick. Michelle says, I could have written this exact message last year. My kids were brutal to my boyfriend, and he's a saint. It took time. It took a lot of time. But the turning point was when I stopped trying to fix their feelings and just kept being consistent. They needed to see he wasn't going anywhere.
Okay, this person says, listen, they don't have to like your new partner, but they absolutely have to be respectful. And then this person says, guys, I've been with my wife for 8 years and we've been married for 3 and her kids still have not warmed up to me. That is so incredibly tough. And I also just feel like this is unfortunately more relatable than you might think, because these kids have big emotions. They don't want to feel like anyone's taking the place of their father or stepping in or going to take their mom away from them. So I totally get where the kids are coming from. And going back and echoing that last texter, they absolutely have to be respectful. They don't have to be in love with the guy. But if you treat him rudely, that's just bad manners in general. Like, legitimately. I think, and then this person says, you can't force anything, and they may have their guard up to protect you. Sometimes it just takes time.
Yeah,
I think as long as they emphasize that he's not replacing their dad at all, that it'll be fine, but they definitely have to be respectful, and it'll take time when they're young.
No, the guy's bringing over free pizza. Come on now.
Janelle says, I would literally warm up to anyone for that.
Janelle
says,
my daughter didn't speak to my partner for almost a year, called him the intruder. Now she calls him when her car won't start. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name? Hello, PXY.
Hello?
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Abby.
Hi, Abby. Go ahead. You're live.
So I can, you know, have an experience on the side of, like, the children. When I was, like, 13 years old, my mother met a guy online in California, and within like 10 days they were married. He was living here.
Oh, yeah.
New York.
Of course. Sounds stable.
So, I mean, I can completely understand the aspect of these kids and them feeling like they don't want him to take over any kind of role of their dad, regardless of how good or bad of a partner he may have been in the
Correct.
Past, but still their dad. And so I was like, no, this guy's not going to come into my house. He's not going to tell me what to do,
Correct.
You know. But now, as an adult, you know, I left for the military at 17. And as an adult, I gained an appreciation for this man because he did, like the mom was saying, her boyfriend shows up. He's
yep.
understanding. As I got older, I was about 18 years old, and I was like, oh, wow. You know, and now I consider my mother's husband my dad, you know, so I think just with age and whatever, they're going to get through it. But that key thing of having respect, that's
yeah, it's huge. Well, I have a question, Abby. Yeah. So after meeting for 10 days and your mom marrying this guy she met online in California, how long were they married for after that? They were together?
They've been married for over 20 years, 20-something years.
Oh, good for them. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, the kids will get through it, and it's just they do need to learn that aspect of respect. And if the mother just says, listen, you're not in trouble, but you do need to have respect. He is an adult, regardless of anything else.
Right.
Right.
Thanks for that. Thanks for the call this morning, Abby. I really appreciate it.
It's interesting to have the perspective of a child that is now since grown, like Abby, because, you know, you've been through it at that age, and then you grow up and you realize, like, you can reflect and be like, was I completely fair in that, or do I stand by what I felt, type of thing like that.
We got to wrap this up, guys. Awesome phone call from Krista this morning, and thank you guys for weighing in on this. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. 98
PXY. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.